The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so before we go back to Matan Osanim, which we're not sure we're going to go back to quite yet, but we will finish it, I wanted to do something on the Parsha, which is we're doing Tazria Metzora right now. So you've got Tzaras, and there's this, I call it the hidden Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, but it's only hidden because no one learns Sefer Tara. Okay. This is one that I feel like is easy to miss, but is very, very important because it's about Lashon Hara. So this is in Tumas Tzaras, Perik Tes Zayin, Halacha Yud. Okay, so he says, Hatzaras hu shem. Which, by the way, it's funny he defines Tzaras all the way at the end of the Perek, right? Because too much, you would think he would put that at the very beginning. Yeah. But he says, Tzaras hu shem ha'amor b'shutfus kolel inyanim harbish ein domen zelazes. This is important to know. It says Tzaras is a equivocal term that is used to refer to many things that are not similar to each other. Okay. So he says, so now we'll give examples. Shahari Lovin or Adam Kari Tzaras. So the whitening of a person's skin is called Tzaras, which I found out, by the way, where did I read this? That, okay, this is a nasty fact. Okay. So the Tzaras, you know how Tzaras is like compared to like a corpse, you know?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like dead skin. Yeah. So apparently a fetus, or not a fetus, a stillborn fetus, the skin peels off in layers. And like that is apparently like what the Tzaras like looks like. Because there's when Miriam gets Tzaras, then Aaron says it compares her to like a half dissolved, like a stillborn, you know. And so like apparently that's a real fact about like stillborns, I guess, depending on what stage they're at. Yeah. So anyway, so that's, but it's white. Okay, so that's the for a person's skin. Unefilas mixas sear harosh o azakan kari Tzaras, and then the falling out of the hair of some of the head or the beard is called Tzaras. I always get my Tzaras terms mixed up. Like, do you know which one that is? I guess, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, no, but it's not Mikra though, you know, but yeah. Okay, Vishinui in habagadim o habatim kare Tzaras, the changing of the appearance of the garments or of the house walls is called Tzaras. So that it seems like the current theory, no one knows what the actual skin condition was. Like, they know it's not leprosy, and the Rambam is going to say that it's not a natural thing at all, but it seems like the one on the walls and on the garments was like a type of fungus, according to academics. Yeah. Say again. He'll say, "V'zeh hashinui ha'amor b'begadim u'b'batim shakara torat tzaras pashut v'zashem." Oh, sorry. No, so that's just on the, he says that change that was said in the appearance of the houses and the clothing and the houses that Torah calls Tzaras, equivocally, inu mi minhag shel olam. It's not a minhag olam, it's not a natural thing. Ela os upelahaya b'Yisrael. It was a miracle, a sign and a wonder in Israel, kedei lahasir mi lashon hara, to warn them about lashon hara. So I didn't notice this, even though I've read this a billion times. Zeh shen yishamar b'begadim uvabatim. Does that imply that only the... Yeah, the bodily ones, he's not excluding from Minhag HaOlam. And he's also, it's unclear what the relationship between bodily Tzaras and Lashon Hara is. He'll say that in a little while. But yeah, I also wanted to read the source, which Makbili says, which I've never read also, because I don't do Pirush HaMishnayos in Nagayim. Okay, but in Nagayim, the Rambam there says, this is in Nagayim 12:5. He says, HaTzaras HaNizkeres B'Torah Amro Shehu Onesh Bavur Lashon Hara. So that sounds like a universal thing. The Tzaras stated in the Torah is, they Chazal say that it's a punishment for Lashon Hara, which, by the way, I don't know who's aware of this and who's not, but like, you know, the Torah itself never says why you get Tzaras, right? It's Chazal's interpretation of why. So like, that's why he has to say that they said, ki yipare min ha'anashim, that this person who gets Tzaras will separate from other people, v'yarchiku oso mehezek lashono, and will distance them from the damage of his tongue, of his speech. So it sounds like he's saying that the reason why the guy who speaks Lashon Hara gets Tzaras is to protect other people, right, from this guy's Lashon Hara, which is interesting. The Aschilu Beveso, it begins in his house. Vim Chazar Bo, and if he does tshuva, mutav, good. Vim Lo, yavo b'metzaos. And if he doesn't do tshuva, then it will spread to his furnishings. V'hu amru b'chol malachas, or And as it says, in all leather work. Chazar bo, if he does tshuva, mutav, good. V'im lav, and if not, yavo beged, it'll go into his clothing. V'im lo chazar bo, adayin yavo legufo. And if it still, he does, it still doesn't do tshuva, then it'll go into his body, val or basara, and in the flesh of his skin. V'zehu al derech amusar v'hatochacha. And this is by way of discipline and rebuke. Halo tira shehim devarim bilti tivim. So now he's saying that all tzaras is not natural. They're not natural. V'inan chalayim tivim. They're not natural illnesses. V'shum panim in any way. L'fisha habagadim habatim him chomer domim. Houses and garments are inorganic matter. Shlo yikra behen tzaras. That tzaras cannot happen with. Ela b'kriya satora al hadimyon asher zacharnu. Except by way of the Torah's pronounce, the Torah calling it that based on similarity, like we mentioned. So he says that the afflictions of a person, you'll see that it makes the nitkin, like a nesek, which is a type of tzaras, it makes that into a tzaras. And this is a sickness that is called chuli hashual. So it sounds like the Rambam is saying that that type of tzaras is a natural illness. V'tahir ha-tzaras kasher hafach kula lavan. And the tzaras becomes pure when it's entirely white. V'hutachlis ha-tzaras. And that's the utmost extent of tzaras. V'yosar gadola, v'yosar chazaka. And that's the strongest level. V'amnam him inyanim torim. It's halachic things. It's Torah things. L'fi mashi zacharnu l'zeh ha-shorash nekara rasha. Okay, fine. All right, so let's read the Rambam's full treatment now. But that's there. So he's going to expand on it, what he just said, but this is now in the Mishnah Torah. Okay, so he says, Shamasaper b'lashon hara. So guy who's speaking lashon hara, mishtanos kiros beso, the walls of his house change. Im chazar bo, if he did teshuva yitara bias, then the house will be pure. Vim amad b'resho, if he persists in his wickedness, acha hutata bias, until his house is destroyed, meaning because they have to like knock it down. Mishtanin klei ha'or shebeveso, shehu yoshev v'shochev alem. So then his leather, oh, like these chairs, like his leather, I don't know if it's leather, but I don't think so. His leather seats and chairs and beds will change. Im chazar bo, if he does tshuva yitaru, then they'll become pure, or they purify them. V'im amad b'risho ad sheyisrafu, if he remains in his wickedness until they're burned, mishtanin habeganim shalav, then his clothing begin to change. Im chazar bo yitaru, if he does tshuva, then they become tahor. V'im amad b'risho ad sheyisrafu, and if he stands in his wickedness until they are burned, mishtanin orovit tzareah, then his skin changes and he becomes a metzora. V'yihi emuvdal mufursam levado, then he will become separated out and publicly known alone. To the point where he does not involve himself in the chatter of the wicked. Shehi haleitzus v'lashon hara, which is mockery and lashon hara. Okay, so this makes it sound like it's also for him that he, you know, you got to put him in time out until he stops speaking this way about other people. Okay, so there's that. Okay, then he goes on, and this is like the very interesting. Not yet. Va'inyan zehu ma'asir b'torah v'omer. Regarding this, the Torah warns and says, "Hishamar b'nega hatzara'as." Guard yourself against the tzaras affliction. Zachor is asher asa Hashem elokecha leMiriam baderech. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam on the way. And I think the Ramban holds that one or both of these is actually a mitzvah d'oraisa. I forgot if he says it's remembering what happened to Miriam or not getting tzaras. He might hold that that's the source of lashon hara. I think there's machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Rambam holds that lashon hara is included in lo se'ach rachil b'amnacha. I think the Ramban holds that there's a separate lo sase. We could look at that if we're interested. Harihu omer. Now he's going to spell out what exactly we're supposed to remember. So contemplate what happened to Miriam Hanavia, Shadibra Be'achiha, who spoke about her brother. Shehi Gedola Mimenu B'shanim. She was older than he was. V'gidla Oso Al Birkeha. And she raised him on her lap. V'sikna Ba'atzma L'hatzila Min Hayam. And she endangered herself to save him from the sea. Presumably that's from the Nile, because I don't think she saved him from the sea. V'hi lo dibra b'gnuso, and she didn't speak degradingly about him. Elatas, she made a mistake. She hishvas oso l'shar nevim. She equated him with other nevim. V'hu lo haya, right, because she said basically, why should Moshe be different? Hashem speaks to us also. So she was assuming that the difference between Moshe and them was not a qualitative difference. Moshe didn't even care about these statements. Shenemar, as it says, Va'ish Moshe Anam Od, says Moshe was very humble. But nevertheless, she was immediately punished with Saras. And then he makes the Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer, Libnei Adam HaRashayim, HaTipshim, All the more so with evil men who are foolish. Shemarbim ladaber gedolos miflaos. They increasingly speak haughty and astonishing things. Lefikach roi lemishirata lachavin orachav. Therefore, it's proper for a person who wants to straighten out his paths. Lehisrachik miyashivasam umiladaber imahim. To distance himself from sitting with them and from speaking with them. Kadesh lo yitafes adam bereshes rishayim basiklusam. So that he does not become snared in the trap of the rishayim and their foolishness. Teaser for Wednesday. We're going back to Tehillim, and we're doing the parak about Lashon Hara. So that's what I'd like to do there. Okay. Then he says this thing, and this is the thing I am really interested in. V'zehu derech yeshivas haleitim arshayim. This is the path, and here I think he means the trajectory. Okay, of the scoffers who are evil. Batchila marbim b'divrei havai. Initially, they are they speak excessively of divrei havai. Now, havai literally means exaggeration or blowing things out of proportion. Makbili says havai here means devarim patalim, things that are not important. But havai means like hyperbole. Okay, so I don't know exactly what he says, what he means by that. In Shinemar, in Koheles, like it says in Koheles 5:2, the kol ksil berov devarim, the voice of a fool is in an abundance of words. Okay. So that's stage one. Okay, they just engage in Dibra Havai, whatever that means. And through that, they come to speak degradingly about tzaddikim. Okay, that's step two. In Nishnemar, as it says, Te alamna sifse shakir hadovros al tzaddik atak. May, I don't know if this is like a pun on the word widow, may the lips of falsehood that speak about degradingly about the tzaddik be widowed, like almana, I don't know. I assume that means something bad happening to them. Okay. Mitoch kach yehi lahem hergel ladaber banaviim v'litin dofi b'divrehem. And because of their degrading talk about the tzaddikim, they become accustomed to speak about the neviim, and they cast aspersions. They attribute blemishes to their words. Okay. Now I assume this does not mean like living neviim, because otherwise it's going to not be relevant in an era where there's no Nevi'im. I assume he means like Divrei Nevuah also, but like about the Nevi'im themselves. And Kol Shekein, I would say about the Chachamim. I mean, if you're saying Tzadikim and Nevi'im, it's certainly about the Chachamim. Kinyan Shenemar, as it says, now this is talking about the actual Nevi'im. V'yihu mal'ivim b'malachei ha'elohim ha'elohim u'bozim b'dvarav u'mutatim b'dvi'av. That is from Divrei Hayamim, that they insulted the messengers of God, that is the Nevi'im. Okay, ubozim devarav, and they scorned their words, umitatim beneviav, and they blemished their prophecies or the prophets. Umitoch kach, step four, final stage. Umitoch kach bain ladaber belukim v'kofir beker. Then they start speaking badly about God and they deny God's existence. Okay, k'inin shenemar, as it says, vayichapu'ud bnei Yisrael devarim asher lokin al Hashem elokehem. So Vaihapu is a hard word to translate. Machbili translates it as Amru Baseser. Dvarim Shein Amruim means that they secretly talk about things that are not proper about Hashem. I've also seen Mefarshim say it means to like project things or ascribe things to God that are not proper. Okay, so that's the derech of the Leisim. So they start just engaging in excessive, you know, hyperbolic speech. Then they speak degradingly about tzaddikim. Then they make invalidating statements about neviim, and then they are kofar b'ikar. Okay, so I want to understand that progression if possible. V'harei hu omer b'hem, we'll finish it up. Shatu v'ashamayim p'im u'lashon tihalach ba'aretz. That's actually not the parak we're doing. I didn't realize there was another one. Their mouths are cast into the heavens, and their tongue walks on the earth. I don't know if that's like the equivalent of like get your head out of the gutter, like get your tongue off of the earth, like if it means like base speech. Migar and lahem lasim bashmayim pihem. What caused them to like place their tongues in the heaven, meaning to like speak about God? Answer: Lashonam shalachat chilav arz. Their tongue that walked first on the earth. Zohi sichas harashayim shegoremes lahem yeshivas kranos v'yeshivas knesias shalame haaretz yeshivas bate mishtaos im shosei shechar. This is the conversation of the rashayim, which causes them to sit on corners. That's meaning like to be idle, to like be a, like a bum, and to sit in gatherings of amearetz, and to sit in bars with people who drink alcohol. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Rambam's whole discourse at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras. Okay, so so the question is, okay, so I did not have any recollection of this, but Chaim said that he had requested to go over the halachos of Lashon Hara in the Rambam. I was going to be doing that in my women's shiur on Friday. If we're interested in doing that, it's one parak in Hilchos Deos, which we can do that. It would take probably about 2 weeks to do. I mean, like the remaining of this week and then next week, and then go back to Matan Zanim, or we can go back to Matan Zanim now. Any preferences? Okay.
I'm down for Lashon Hara.
Okay. All right. All right. So let's do that then. Leonetter. Yeah. Okay, fine. So, yeah. So let's plan on doing that, and yeah, we'll see where it takes us. It's always good to go over those halachas again. Yeah. Okay, so I would like to think about this for tomorrow. I don't want to dwell on it tomorrow, but if you get any other insight, I especially want to understand the progression here of like, it sounds like a slippery slope type argument, you know, but, you know, I'd like to understand the sense in it. Okay, let's stop for today.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.